This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. The Flyers with two big back-to-back wins off their Four Nations break, two really impressive wins. And the biggest thing, Al, is this offensive surge that we're all of a sudden seeing. We saw 6 goals against the Penguins, and really just as a whole, the most encouraging thing is it's coming from all different lines as well.
Yeah, Ashton, it's just great to get goals. If you're a fan, to go to the building and actually get able to stand up and cheer for goals. I mean, went through months, it seemed like, where 1 goal a game, 2 goals a game. Then you got 12 goals in 2 games, and the building was full against Edmonton, and they managed to get 6 goals in that Michkov line with Couturier was just terrific. Followed up with Pittsburgh and goals again, this time the Brink line with, you know, with everybody just chipping in there. Cates had a monster game. Forster played terrific. So, I mean, you know, although, you know, they say championships are won with defense, whatever, you have to have the good goaltending. Defense has to play well. If you're just a fan coming to the building, boy, you just want to get up and just howl when your team scores a goal. And this was terrific. And I mean, players feed off it. Let's face it. It's a great thing. It's a great feeling to score a goal. The celebrations that follow. So I think you couldn't have scripted this any better. To go into a break like they had and to come back and to have the two teams on the schedule, like Edmonton with McDavid coming in and then Crosby with the Penguins, and just light them up.
Yeah, it was really impressive, especially when you look at the back-to-back games for the Flyers. And as a whole, I think the biggest thing we're seeing is the impact that they're back healthy, right? Like, we knew the injuries were brutal going into the Four Nations, and you only hoped if you could get this team back healthy, you'd see some impact. And now if they can keep this going where they – because, frankly, with all these teams fighting for the wild cards, it's going to come down to timing. It's going to come down to health and taking it game by game. If the Flyers can do all those three things – they got a shot here.
Yeah, the health is, the break did, it really did, like an all-star break or whatever, just a little bit of time to get healthy. It's like, you know, you just look for that break to just heal a little bit because, you know, it's not, there isn't much load management in the NHL. No. Basically, if you can crawl out of the bed, you're healthy and you're a productive player. You're in the lineup. You're going to play. And you know, you're going to take a beating. And I think that as much as people wanted to go to the tournament, and the tournament was terrific and guys got beat up there, those that didn't go, I think they really benefited from it. None more than Michkov, who just looks like a different play, just another level of energy. That's why I think this response after the break should be a pretty clear indication of what he's going to have to do this summer to train for an NHL season, to get ready like that. It's far different with the grind that the NHL has compared to playing maybe on the weekends or once a week in another league. This is a whole different grind physically and mentally. And I think you see that coming back from this break. Now the problem is going to be, or the challenge is going to be, to kind of maintain that going forward.
Right, absolutely. And it's very similar to last year, where you have to give it 100% every single game to have a chance. And it's a lot to ask with still over 20 games remaining, but they're in it. And that should be motivation in itself. But, you know, we drive into the Wells Fargo yesterday, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Flyers, they're all over the video boards. It's that matchup that everyone talks about, and it's marketed. It's like, oh, it's going to be this awesome game. And I think the biggest takeaway we had, at least on postgame, while it was great the Flyers played so well, was how terrible the Penguins looked. Like, it was hard to get excited for that game because it didn't even seem like a close matchup, which is crazy when you look at the standings, because the Penguins were right below the Flyers. The Flyers looked like they should have been 8 teams above the Penguins.
Yeah, because when you did it, as you mentioned, you looked at the standings, and if a team loses these two games, now the Flyers have taken the first half of it in the back-to-back, you're really done. I mean, you're just done. So, I mean, the Flyers can bury the Penguins in Pittsburgh on Thursday night. But you're right. What the Penguins showed up with was remarkably bad. And the lack of push they had, the lack of physicality that they had. They didn't even notice, you know, Crosby coming back from the Four Nations. He wasn't a factor in the game. Nobody was a factor in the game. The goaltending was soft. The defense was god-awful. But you have to take advantage of it, in that you think they realize early they couldn't keep up with the Flyers. The Flyers are just flying. And they just – in hockey, no matter how lopsided it might seem, you can have a physical response to things to kind of just stop it. And they had none of that. They just looked disinterested in this game. It was alarming to see. I mean, you know, from a Flyers fan perspective, you get to celebrate that. But it's kind of like – if the Eagles just bully the Cowboys, it's fun, but it becomes more fun when it's a real rivalry and you beat them. But since, you know, they've had Crosby, we'll take this certainly. But it was a far different game than a lot of people expected. And I got to think that the Penguins were embarrassed by it, because, you know, when we do a post game, we don't usually, you want to pump up the Flyers for what they did. You want to pump up the positive, right? But my God, it was so glaring on what was going on the other side. It's like, what the heck is up with that? That's not acceptable at any level, to come up with that sort of performance. So you take it, and I assume now what they're going to find, I presume, I can't imagine that Pittsburgh doesn't have some sort of response the next in Pittsburgh when the Flyers go in there and try to get this thing cranked up again.
Yeah, you got to think they're going to get their best. But we said it before these two games, the home and home series, if you're able to sweep, you know, the one who does sweep is in a great position, and the one who isn't is basically dead on the season. So, like, if that's not motivation enough for the Penguins, I don't know what is.
Yeah, but I think because the Penguins have, you know, they're core players, they're Hall of Famers, if you will. I think that they've been there, won the cups, and, you know, won all the awards, and certainly they're going to end up in the Hall of Fame, some of them. And I think when you have that sense as that kind of player that we don't really have a chance to win this whole thing, I think sometimes then it does get difficult to kind of crank it up late in a season to kind of, because what do you, honestly, what are we doing? We can't win a Stanley Cup. We're probably not going to make the playoffs. I've made my career already. I've already had all the accolades here. That's why you need young players to push the bus at that point. And I don't know that they have any of that right there. They're in a real tough spot with what they have here. It's ironic that you look at them and what they tried to do and being unable to do it. Then you look to Washington, who looked like they were going to be in that spot and simply play the next 2 years so Ovechkin could break Gretzky's record. Meanwhile, the team would go nowhere. And what happened is they everything they did turned to gold in terms of trades and people they brought in. That's exactly what hasn't happened in Pittsburgh. But, you know, no sympathy for them, for everything that's happened in the past few years, for all their successes. The Flyers will dance on their grave very, very willingly for as long as they can.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.